Administrators at Aspen schools recently finished a thorough round of testing, but these tests are not for students. They are designed to see if the district's buildings are performing as efficiently as they should be. Upgrading a school building is not always an easy task. Don Stocker is in charge of maintenance at Aspen High School, and he has a long list of things that need attention.
The heating is an issue. Our controls are not tied in completely yet. Most of the lighting has been switched out in here. I haven't been into the plumbing far enough to see if the low flow and all that has been taken care of.
Stocker has been through this. Before the high school, he took care of the elementary school. That building dates back to 1992, and Stocker made big improvements, including saving gallons and gallons of water.
You have to take the toilet apart to see how much water it uses based off of what size valve's in it and change the valve.
How long did that take, looking at every toilet?
It's taken me 2 years to get that far. You know, it's when I have time. You can't affect the kids, so it's either when I'm working late, I come in at 6 o'clock in the morning to get 2 hours before anybody gets here to get that type of stuff done.
How many toilets at the elementary school?
78. And all the sinks, there's 90-some sinks. I've replaced almost 3/4 of them.
Those low-flow toilets save 3 gallons every flush, hundreds of gallons every day. But administrators have found quicker fixes for some of the school's other problems. About 3 years ago, the Community Office for Resource Efficiency, or CORE, hooked the Aspen School District up with a $30,000 grant to identify inefficiencies in the buildings. There were several easy updates, says Assistant Superintendent Tom Heald.
The low-hanging fruit was upgrading all the lighting fixtures and the lighting process that we used here in the high school.
And CORE found another grant, this time $125,000 from Holy Cross Energy. Now Stocker explains, when students head to rooms like the gym,
you can walk in the door and the light above you is the only one that comes on.
Those low-hanging upgrades have saved the school about $54,000 a year for the past 2 years. Or as Heald puts it,
that's essentially a teaching salary.
85% of the school system's budget is for salaries and personnel costs. The schools have also saved 500,000 kilowatt hours in electricity for the last 2 years. Marty Treadway with CORE says the average home in Colorado uses about 7,400 kilowatt hours per year. So that savings is enough to power 68 homes for an entire year.
We actually improved the lighting in those spaces. So it's not like the school district is making a sacrifice.
The schools have spent the money provided by those grants, but Heald says the work isn't over.
We want to model ways of thinking and ways of acting which reduce our carbon footprint.
And so administrators are aiming for smarter school buildings, ones that use automated systems more efficiently. Right now, for example, Stocker and his crews can't shut off the heat on Sundays or holidays when no one is in the buildings. District administrators are starting to eye flashier projects. Tom Heald says he's looking into installing solar collectors around campus. Marty Treadway with CORE says this may be a few years down the road.
You know, for us, solar is the icing on a cake that you've already baked. And so we're still baking those cakes at the school district.
Those smaller changes are coming along at the schools, maintenance manager Don Stocker says.
You start at that corner of the building, you do 20 feet. Next month, you do another 20 feet and just keep piecing it together.
This approach could be the ticket to meaningful change. Treadway says all of the work done at the schools is replicable in buildings everywhere for a relatively low cost, and it adds up.
40% of all energy consumed in the United States is in our buildings. And so it's ahead of transportation, it's ahead of industry. And so making a difference at home and at work is the most profound way we can engage in energy efficiency.
And at the high school, at least, that could mean one person changing one toilet valve at a time. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.